This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Southwest Airlines says it will return to normal operations today. The company and its passengers have struggled with cancellations and delays during the holidays. Former Southwest employee Hallie Chauvin told NPR that a former co-worker and others have been overworked during that time.
She was telling me that she had been working for 72 hours straight at that point. And the night before, with all the cancellations, she was watching 40 unaccompanied minors all to herself. And she was telling me about all the employees that were getting frostbite and having to go to the emergency room.
Southwest canceled close to 300 flights at Denver International Airport Thursday. Suncor Energy has shut down its Commerce City refinery because of fire damage. CPR Sam Brash reports it doesn't expect to resume full operations until March.
The company first reported problems during the record cold weather last week. It says equipment shutdowns led to a pair of fires, one of which hospitalized two employees on Christmas Eve. Colorado regulators said those events also led to excessive air pollution releases into nearby neighborhoods. The Suncor facility is Colorado's only refinery, supplying about a third of the state's gasoline. An industry group representing gas stations expects the shutdown will disrupt local fuel supplies and likely lead to higher gas prices. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A bill to place a monument to women's suffrage on the National Mall won't pass this session, but Colorado lawmakers are optimistic it will happen in the upcoming Congress. Here's Senator Michael Bennett.
Now we see other senators from other states following up on the work to commemorate the women's suffrage movement where it should be commemorated, which is on the National Mall behind the Capitol.
Bennett sponsored the bill in the Senate. Colorado Congressman Jonah Goose has introduced a version in the House. Airbnb has new technology to crack down on parties at short-term rentals on New Year's Eve. Guests without positive reviews and with no history will no longer be allowed to make one-night rentals on December 31st. Last year, a similar policy deterred roughly 950 parties from happening in Denver alone. Since the company instituted a year-round party ban, there's been a 44% drop in complaints.